Hare Krishna. So there's a question that is posted now by Arjuna. Okay, Krishna, you spoke about now when people desire something and they approach you, now you purify them, you give, you fulfill their result, fulfill their desires. But then there are people who don't approach you. What about them? So Krishna told, okay, so they are the ones who want quick results. So they go to different Devi Devtas. But then now the question is, when they're going to different Devi Devtas, is there any way by which they will get purified? Because they are the ones who are not able to directly approach Krishna. But then finally everyone has to reach the ultimate destination. So this demigod worship also Krishna has only created. So now the question is that will these people ever get purified? Is there any process by which they get purified? How will they get detached from the excessive attachment that they have? Krishna is answering this question in shloka number 13. Another very, very important shloka. Chaturvarnyam maya shrishtam gunakarma vibhagashah tasya kartaram apimam vidya kartaram avyayam. So here Krishna is saying that chaturvarnyam maya shrishtam, the four divisions in human society is maya shrishtam, I have created. But based on what? Gunakarma vibhagashah, guna, the qualities that the person has acquired from three modes of material nature, and karma, activities. Based on guna and karma, these divisions are made. Then he says, tasya kartaram apimam. He says, kartaram, I have created all that. I have created all these four divisions, but vidya akartaram avyayam. But then, I am the non-doer and I am unchangeable. So he says that I am not part of all this. So let's understand this in another very nice, insightful shloka, which talks about purification. The Lord is the creator of everything. Everything is born of Him. Everything is sustained by Him. And everything after annihilation rests in Him. So it's a known fact. Krishna also says this in Bhagavad Gita 10th chapter 8th shloka. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mattas sarva pravartate iti matva bhajante maam buddha bhava samanvitaha. So he says that, you know, I am the source of everything. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, first chapter, first shloka, it says, Janmadyasya tonvayadi taratas jate svabhignaswarat. So Janma Adi, creation, maintenance and annihilation. All the three are done by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. He is that personality who does all this. And He is that personality who has created the four varnas in the society. What are the four varnas? Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. These are the four. Now, Brahmanas are those people who are in mode of goodness. Their activities are also in mode of goodness. Kshatriyas are the administrative class. They are the ones who are in mode of passion. Their activities are in mode of passion. Vaishyas, the business class. They are the people who are in mixed modes. That is, mode of ignorance and mode of passion. And Shudras or labor class, they are in ignorance, complete ignorance. So in this way, these four varnas are there and these are made by Lord Himself. Now let's understand one thing. This is not caste system. This is a very, very logical division of the society, and even today, this logical division exists. Like we'll have some people who are working with their brains, with their intelligence. There are some people who are working with their arms, that is the fighters, the army men. And then there are people who are business class. Naturally, they are business class. It's not that they got some training from somewhere. And there are naturally people who are laborers, you know, who wants to serve the higher three classes. So in this way, it is a natural, logical division of the society. And who has made this? Krishna has made this. Guna, karma, vibhagashaya. That is, based on guna and karma, based on the qualities and the activities, such divisions are made. And this is a very, very important division. So the Brahmanas are like the head of the society. Kshatriyas are the arms of the society. Vaishyas are the belly of the society. And Shudras, they are the legs of the society. In this way, we understand that these different class of people, they all are important. We cannot say that, oh, this person is not important, that person is not important. Everyone is important. for the society to run properly. And this is what is the arrangement, beautiful arrangement made by Krishna. Then it is given here, in spite of his creating the four divisions of human society, Lord Krishna does not belong to any of these divisions because he is not one of the conditioned souls, a section of whom form human society. So Krishna, he has created, but he is not part of it. He is not part of any of it. Yes. Human society is similar to any other animal society, but to elevate men from the animal status, the above mentioned divisions are created by the Lord for systematic development of Krishna consciousness. So this is a very nice point. Why this Varnashrama is needed? So that a person, whatever nature he has acquired, based on that he will start working in either of the four categories. And when he starts working in accordance with the Shastra, what will happen? He will get purified. And when he gets purified, he becomes eligible to start worshipping Krishna. Because as of now, he might not be worshipping Krishna. He might be at a lower rung. But then slowly he'll rise up, his consciousness will rise up when he starts executing the duties according in accordance with Shastra, according to the modes that he has acquired. Depends, you know, he's in mode of goodness, passion, mixture of passion, ignorance or ignorance. Depending on that, he'll do the duties. Now when he gets purified, he becomes eligible to start worshipping Krishna. And when he starts worshipping Krishna, he will actually attain the ultimate destination, going back home, back to Godhead. Look at the entire system that Krishna has made. The ones who directly come to him, he awards them accordingly, he purifies them, and then he gives them the result. The ones who are indirectly worshipping him, for them also there is a system of Varnashrama, where slowly and steadily, step by step, they'll elevate on the platform and finally come to the platform of Krishna consciousness. This is how our mastermind, Lord Sri Krishna, is. This is how sympathetic and compassionate and merciful the Lord is. He does not want to remove anyone. He wants to include everyone. Yes. And then it is said, the tendency of a particular man towards work is determined by the modes of material nature which he has acquired. So he is the, you know, this, all these modes are acquired by the person. And the tendency, it is not that someone gets training to be in these four. So there is a tendency of the person, and then depending on the tendency of the person, the training might be given. Like a tendency of a Brahmana. A Brahmana, he likes to live a very, very simple life. Do yajna, do dana, tapa, and then always maintain cleanliness. So he is that person. So a Brahmana who has got some tendencies like this, you know, he is given training in that direction. Then there are some people who are naturally, you know, money-minded, business-minded. So what they want to do business. So accordingly the training is given in the Vedic system. So this is not the caste system. This is based on the person's tendency and the person's activities. But a nice point is made. A person in Krishna consciousness, that is devotees, however, is above even the Brahmanas. So Brahmanas are in mode of goodness, but the devotees are in pure goodness. They are above all the four classes. Krishna consciousness includes knowledge of all different plenary expansions of Krishna, namely Rama, Narsingha, Varaha, etc. And as Krishna is transcendental to this system of four divisions of human society, a person in Krishna consciousness is also transcendental to all divisions of human society, whether we consider the divisions of your community, nations or species. So Krishna is above this entire creation. So, you know, it's very nicely, he's telling in the sloka itself that he is not under the system, so he is unchangeable. And since he is not under the system, he is non-doer also. He has created, but then he is not the one who is doing anything. Yes. So in this way, it's like, you know, Krishna, he does things, but then he is not under the clutches of three modes of material nature. So he is non-doer and he is unchangeable. These are the two important words. We are doers based on our desires. You know, we execute many things. But then, you know, Lord is not the doer. And when it comes to changeable mood or changeable thing, so there again, Krishna is unchangeable. He always remains in a spiritual form. He never changes in any ways. But when it comes to the person, he changes according to the three modes of material nature, what is acting on that person. So this point is very nice to understand that a person who is practicing devotional service, since he is in constant touch with Krishna, who is pavitra, all pure, what happens? Even that personality becomes all pure, completely purified, and then he goes above the three modes of material nature. So no more he's under the clutches of three modes of material nature. No more he's in the category of Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. He is above all of them, a Vaishnav, a devotee. So in this way, it's very clear that just by practicing bhakti, we can overcome all this. Because it's very clear now in this age of Kali, we cannot tell which class we belong to. No one can say that I am completely belonging to a Brahmana category, completely Kshatriya category, completely Vaishya, completely Shudra category. There's a mix of everything. There's a khichdi that has happened. Yes. Everyone is a proper khichdi. No one is a pure personality into any of the pure varnas. So the point that we need to understand here is, to get purified now, we don't have many options. Because we don't know which class we belong to. So for purification, we can take only one shelter, and that is chanting of the holy names. Doing devotional service to Lord Shri Krishna. So we have to get purified, we will get purified, not by doing Varnashrama, or not by getting into Varnashrama system. That's very difficult. If someone can understand their Varna and do the duty accordingly, good, well and good. But then, we don't have time firstly to discover which class we belong to, and at the same time, even if we discover, we don't have time to execute the duties. We have already chosen what we are supposed to do. So now we need something that we can just include in our current system, not change the entire system. Right? So we are working in a particular way, and we have to just include something now to purify our entire existence. And what is that? We have to include the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We should include devotional service in our life. And just by including devotional service in our life, what will happen? We'll get purified. And once we get purified, we go above the three modes of material nature and finally attain the eternal destination. That's what Krishna is saying here. I have created all these systems, but I am not in the system. Similarly, a devotee who follows Krishna, even he will not be in this system. Now Krishna is going to speak more about how he is a non-doer, how he is unchangeable. He's going to explain that in the future verses. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.